Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 57. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. It's absolutely free. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
The Lord has got me on another path for a while, reading some of the literature that I've written in the past, and some of it will be new to you. We have part 12 of another Pearl Harbor to do. Before we start, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to pour out His anointing spirit on this tape. And Lord, that You take over this message. Let whatever it is that You want to say be said. Lord, we ask that this happens, that this occurs, that You do this to strengthen the church, and that millions of souls, hundreds of millions of billions of them, will hear the good news, the gospel, and repent and become, as we are, members of Your corporate body, the church, the true church of the Lord. Not a religion, but the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, now, part 12 of another Pearl Harbor. All right.
Joel chapter 1 verse 4 tells us that false prophets have done away with the truth of God's word and have made people believe that God is not the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. The Holy Spirit gave Joel metaphors of wicked men who deleted the word of God. The metaphors were worms and insects, such as the palmer worm, the locust, the canker worm, and the caterpillar. Each one of them took a certain portion of the word of God away from the people of the world. Any minister, or anyone else for that matter, who tells you these worms are not symbolic of the Vatican, the Pope in Rome, and his puppets, is lying to you. They are either members of Satan's body, or those who are so deceived that they are Satan's workers. They desperately need to read and receive the word of God so they can be saved. But God said He would raise up an army, Joel's army, created of the strongest believers in God of all time. These overcomers would give their entire being unto God. They are individuals who will be as Jesus likened Himself to be, a corn of wheat who died out to His humanity so that the divine nature of Him could break through His brokenness and raise many others who would also be as Himself.
God raises up humans, and He also raises up locusts to destroy the things that people would like to eat. And He has raised up hornets to chase the giants out of the Holy Land when the people of Israel were too afraid to attack the giants. God ran them out with the little tiny insect, hornets. Then what else?
Then they too would become grains of wheat dropped into the soil so that their outer man could be broken and the life of God, the Spirit of God, could rise up in them in Christ's resurrection. Then God's Spirit mingled with theirs could flow out from them to the world in these last minutes of time, bringing forth many others worthy enough for God to both live in and work in. They are the ones who God has called in these last days to restore the true word of God to the world. These would be called the sons of God, John chapter 1, verse 12. Their will is to do only that which their Father in Christ would have them do in Christ in them. There are still many people in the world system who shall be saved. Otherwise God would not have said, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Now it's the end of the world, and what are you going to do about it? The things that are going on in this world are far beyond our human ability to figure out. We can only know what's going on by reading the Word of God. The Word of God explains everything. God tells us that if the enemy is attempting to terrorize you through his army of satanic men, your only way to have victory is to first get saved and keep God's commandments, than to pray to God to avenge you of the things they are doing to you. Many people forget these things in a time of trouble. You must train yourself to trust God and no one else. This is the only way that God has provided for His children to have victory over the many wolves in this world. He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. This wiseness means that you trust God to hear you, answer you, and deliver you. God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee." Psalm 50, verse 15. He will, just as He delivered the Jews who prayed to Him and asked Him to intervene in the days of Moses and in the days of Hezekiah. When the army of Sennacherib surrounded the city of Jerusalem, they were greatly outnumbered. God sent one angel who destroyed 185,000 of God's enemies and the enemies of Israel. In the morning, the enemies of God and His people were all dead corpses. God will do the same for all of His people. But remember, we must ask Him to do it. God says, "Ask and ye shall receive." John chapter 16, verse 24. We must learn to trust wholly in God and not at all in any device of our own, such as any carnal weapon. If we bomb our enemy instead of praying to God for deliverance, we're going to get bombed ourselves, because whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. All they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Matthew chapter 26, verse 52. I take this to mean that those who live by bombs, chemical warfare, germ warfare, or any other carnal warfare shall die by bombs, chemical warfare, germ warfare, and any other carnal warfare. Again, God said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Again, remember that God is terrible to the kings of the earth than every other wicked person. Psalm 76, verse 12. Why should it be a hard thing to trust in God when the entire universe is hanging in space by God's Spirit, which is the same as God's hand or His mighty and incredibly powerful arm? If everyone would repent as Nineveh repented under Jonah's preaching, God would spare us. If you feel that you've gone too far, God says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Hear the voice of Jonah, repent. Each king and each president should get themselves into sackcloth and ashes, as the king of Nineveh did, and repent of their sins. They should become soldiers of the Lord, then pray to God to take vengeance upon the devil and his works. He will hear any one of you who will follow His instructions, and He will also answer your prayers. You will see Him do this before your very eyes, as He said He will. He said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 50, verse 15. Carnal men study carnal war. Spiritual men study spiritual war. The bottom line for spiritual war is to call upon God to do the warring for us. The Lord's soldiers believe in God's power to defeat their enemies for them. Only this warfare is legal. There shall soon come a day where everyone in heaven will not study war anymore. Nor shall the people in hell study war anymore, because the war will be over. We in heaven have already won the war. Those in hell have lost the war. Believe God. He hates the evil in this world and wants to destroy it. But He wants us to hate the evil in this world enough to call upon Him to do it. All those who believe in evil secularism are in more trouble than they want to be. Trust me on this one. As you see, God is not a God of love to the wicked. God hates them, and there's nothing they can do about the way He feels about them, unless they repent of the evil things they are doing. God wants me to tell every true member of Christ's body to unite to God with me as a mighty army of priestly prayer warriors. We are to rise up together in prayer to God, as Enoch, Noah, and the entire nation of Israel did on many occasions when they needed God's help. We are especially to do so as the prophets, apostles, and Jesus, the chief cornerstone of the building of God, did. If we do, God will destroy the destroyer. That is, he will destroy all those who are killing and imprisoning millions of innocent people just because they want to monopolize the condemned world. Their evil souls enjoy doing this, even though their insane minds know their time is short. God told me that he will soon destroy everyone involved, including those who refuse to repent from blaspheming God, blaspheming God's word, and blaspheming God's people. The psalmist David was a great warrior because he was always meditating on God's word and because he was always praying to God in heaven. He prayed to God in Psalm 69, verse 4, "Lord, you avenge me of my enemies because they are more than the hairs of mine head. They are more than I can handle." God did it. David died peacefully in his bed. Everything today is not beyond our ability in Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. The answer is no one. God has allowed this environment to be as it is so that we will trust only in him. He said in John chapter 15, verse 5, "Without me ye can do nothing." Jesus said our wiseness will be if we pray always, and added that he will do the avenging, Luke chapter 21, verse 36. The only thing that Jesus will look for when he returns to earth is faith. He will look for those who believe in him and trust only in him. Today there are many threats among the nations. Some state that they shall blow us, the United States, off the map. Our leaders respond by saying that we will blow them off the map. We must always remember, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Won't you secular leaders please trust God before you all get blown to bits? If you're the right one in the eyes of God.
Blown to bits or before the Lord sends a tsunami, a hurricane, or some dreaded disease your way. All right, then what?
If you're the right one in the eyes of God, he will destroy your enemy. But if you ignore God and try to do it yourself, he will destroy you too. God wants to have the fun. He wants to destroy the evil one. He sits in the heavens and laughs when he does it. Read Psalm 2. If you won't repent, God will destroy you. When the entire world was almost as bad as we are today, God drowned the entire world, with the exception of Noah and his family, 8 souls. When God's children cried unto God, he destroyed Egypt. He killed their firstborn, and he drowned the entire Egyptian army. He destroyed all the evil ones in Sodom and Gomorrah, and again he killed Sennacherib's army of 185,000 men, as well as many other evil, unrepentant people. He shall soon destroy all those who refuse to repent of their sinfulness in these last days. He's going to burn this whole world up very soon. If any nation is hell-bent on destroying any other nation, God will destroy them along with the rest of the evil people. God knows how to deliver his people out of the wicked nations before he destroys them. But if the Roman infiltrators in our government falsely threaten other governments as Rome commands, and we do what Rome says, God will destroy us, but will make a way of escape for his children. God loves to destroy evil. That's what makes him good. He does not destroy those you think are evil. He destroys those he knows are evil. That's what makes God a good God. In these last days, many will believe God and be purified by the blood of Jesus. The prophet Daniel foretold of this. He said by the Holy Spirit that many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, this they are doing today. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. Understand what? the deep things of God. If other nations are really going to send rockets and other weapons of mass destruction to harm innocent men, women, and children, then let everyone pray as Hezekiah prayed. God, they are obviously wicked because they are not keeping your commandments. They want to avenge themselves rather than let you do the avenging. God, they are murderers. They want to murder and they want to destroy the earth. They also want to murder your people, the ones you are living in, the sons of God, who are the saints. They want to murder those in the future who will believe, before they get a chance to believe, those whose names will, in the near future, be written in the book of life. Lord, you promised to hear our prayers and answer them. So, Lord, with speed, if this be the case, save their souls, or do as you did to the firstborn of Egypt and the army of Sennacherib, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know you are a God of your word. You command us to keep your word. Now, Father, you must keep your word. You must keep your promises. Your word is true, and your promises are true. So, Father, answer us now, and let us see the manifestation of that answer before our very eyes. Please do it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This is the prayer you want all of us to pray, and if we always pray this prayer, we who believe will have the victory. 8 shall chase 10 billion. Many men say, I'm not afraid to die. However, if they're not saved, they should be afraid of that awful place, the place where they shall spend eternity. Before boasting, I'm not afraid to die, you better get saved. We are only more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. One praying member of Christ's body shall chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. If this figure is multiplied 10 times with each additional person, then 3 will chase 100,000, 4, 1 million, 5, 10 million, 6, 100 million, 7, 1 billion, and 8, 10 billion. Therefore, if only 8 true blood-washed, spirit-filled members of Christ's body approach the throne of God in the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, no evil person will be able to escape, because there's not even 10 billion people on earth. How much more quickly will this happen if every member of Christ's body joins together as an army of priests and bombards the throne of God with our prayers? God will be on the move as he has never been before. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Psalm 18, verse 2 through 3. They won't know what hit them. They're mystery Babylon the Great, and we are the mysterious and militant body of Christ. When we pray to our Father in the name of Jesus, they won't know where all this wrath is coming from. Again, as Daniel said by the Spirit, they don't understand. They won't have time to figure it out. God will hit them suddenly. The only notice they're getting is from God's true preachers. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. This is because if God is with us, whether we are 2 or 8, we are more than they are. Just as the people of Egypt listened to Joseph 400 years before the time of Moses, the people of the world must listen to me. I'm telling you the truth of what God's word says, the truth that he's going to destroy many evil people soon. As God rescued Noah and his family from the deluge, as he rescued Lot and his two daughters from Sodom, as he rescued the people from Egypt and from their enemies 7 times in the book of Judges, as he rescued the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, and as he rescued Daniel from the lion's den, he will rescue you, his people, in these last hours of time, from the destruction of the world, and from the fire which shall burn the whole world up. All of us must be of one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6. So that we all can think and act as Christ. We, with Christ, must be as one, and we must move as God wants us to move. He wants us to pray for that which we desire. We must desire the salvation of souls and the destruction of Satan's kingdom. If we don't desire these things, we won't get them, because God says He only gives us the desires of our hearts, Psalm 37, verse 4, the desires we ask for with all of our hearts. We who are the members of Christ's body are in Scripture said to be the fullness of Christ, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, and the fullness of God, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. So by our being the fullness of Christ, by our being the fullness of God, and by our knowing God's word, we know the truth, which is God in Christ in us. For those of you who are not yet members of Christ's body, the fullness of Christ, the fullness of God, you need to become a member of this fullness now, so that you can help those of us who are already members of God in Christ to pray to God against the wrathful devil who's been cast down to earth, the one who wants to destroy your life, your soul, the lives of your loved ones, and their souls. Don't let the wrath of Satan, as expressed through the members of his cult, his government, and his media, frighten you or deceive you any longer. If it is the desire of your heart, then join us in prayer. God will save those who desire salvation and will destroy the wicked with their wrath. Hopefully you desire salvation. If being saved is the desire of your heart, then become a child of God now. Rise above deception, sin, Satan, the world, your flesh, death, hell, and the grave. Let Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, enter your spirit by His Spirit. Then you can begin to grow in Christ. Begin now by saying this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner.
Yeah, you just say that. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. If you're in a car, park it. It's the most important moment of your life.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Okay, say that. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Then what?
I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins.
Okay, I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. Then what?
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Very important that you know that. Okay, then next.
And that He sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because Your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that You will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me. And I know that I am saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I will show my thankfulness by doing as You command and sin no more.
So just raise your hands and thank and praise the Lord. Well, that's beautiful. We just got that sinner's prayer in right at the close of this service. I see our time is up. Let's give them the phone number that they can call and also the address, the website number.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
So that was it, part 12 of another Pearl Harbor. And we'll have another piece of literature for you tomorrow. So until tomorrow, whatever the Lord gives me for tomorrow's broadcast, make sure you tune in, because it's always good for your soul and good for you to learn the way of how to win souls. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Right now, I'm going to sing a song for you. Now, the mountains in the Bible, many times, they're metaphors of nations. And there's a holy nation. It's the kingdom of heaven. It's the actual kingdom. And it's called Crystal Mountain in this song. So I'd like to sing it for you. It's way up high. There's this heavenly nation, this Crystal Mountain.
Way up high, there's a crystal mountain higher than the eagles fly, where love is flowing like a fountain, where the soul will never die, and it's free. Crystal Mountain, shines the light to guide the way. Just look and you will find it. Love's the only price you pay. Come with me,
come with me,
up to this mountain.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.